The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Tell your neighbor you are moving to the next level. You are moving to the next level. I have been asking God, Lord, what do I need to do? And yesterday, some days back, I was cleaning. You know, God can speak to you anywhere and anyhow. I think I was cleaning my shoe. And he told me, he said, I will make your people of distinction this year via instructions. And I said, Lord, that is powerful. That means God will distinct you if only you are a person of instruction. Every instruction given from this pulpit, from this altar, can never be for a selfish agenda. It is for your own good. And you can only fly by instructions. How many of us know that? Yeah. Next level. Tonight, the theme of this short exhortation is next level via fasting and prayer. Somebody say, Next level via fasting and prayer. You know, you can ride a bike without any knowledge of how to ride a bike. Yes or no? Bicycle. You can ride a bicycle. You don't need to have any knowledge of bicycle. You can ride it. You can even try to ride a car, to drive a car, without a very perfect knowledge. You know, you can do try and error. The worst that can happen is you just bash the car here and there. And after a while, you know, if you can help yourself where the brake is, just pull it up and then you will stop. If God helps you. Somebody say praise the Lord. But you can't fly a plane by try and error. What happens? That person crash. You only fly by instructions. If you are a good pilot and the instruction says press green to fly, and you said, no. My instinct tells me it's red. And you press the button red. What happens? God help you if that plane is up like 30,000 kilometers up the sea level. It nosedives straight off. And the person, if God helps, may land in heaven and the Holy Spirit and the angels will welcome you. You're powerfully welcome, oh foolish servant. Hallelujah. What am I trying to say? This year, if you must enjoy more than enough and if you must move to the next level, you must be a person that must be an ardent person given to instructions. Tonight, God's servant has told us this 12 days of fasting and prayer. I don't want to believe anybody is here that is not fasting, but fast and pray is an instruction. Somebody will tell you, why do I need to fast? I can't even fast. My doctor told me that from 9 o'clock, I just have to take something light, and then from 11, something heavy, so that I can help my body system. The instruction is fast. 12 days will not kill. Fasting and prayer is a spiritual tool. Hope you know. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. You know something? No matter how well trained a dog may be, you can never tell that dog, Bingo, can you help me get that my business proposal right there? Just get it for me. It's well trained, right? If he understands, get it. He will bring it for you. But if he understands, sit down. He might sit. If it's, give me a review of page 1 and 2. The best he can do is just to bark. Why? Bingo. The best he can do is start dusting. Why? Because he's not trained to reason on the same level with man. There are some things that can only be supernaturally, that are scripturally understood, that is only spiritually understood. If you don't key into it spiritually, you can't get there. There are some things that you can't achieve. I attended a program one time. The woman of God was shouting and saying, fasting is not everything. That was the last time I went for such a person's program. Because how come this kind goeth not except by prayer and fasting? That means this kind, there is a level you can never attain except through prayer and fasting. Somebody might be here tonight and say, fasting is, I can't keep myself. If you must enjoy the season of more than enough, you need to plug in. Tell your neighbor, plug in. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Fasting and prayer, to a layman, you guys are just punishing yourself. You are going on hunger strike. Somebody will tell you Jesus is not that hard. He's a nice God. He's not that high. But the kind of devils we are facing, they are dead devils. They can go at any length. Why does the Bible? Why do you think the Bible says? The Bible itself said, a great effectual door is open unto you. But the theme of this program is, the scriptural theme is Proverbs 4 verse 18. It says the path of the just is like a shining light. Brethren, if you keep proclaiming that word, shining light, that means my 2022 is supposed to be better than 2021, right? You claim it, you will receive it. But now my Bible also tells me that what an effectual door is open unto you. A great door. If you must move on, if you must climb higher, if you must step higher, a great effectual door is open. Opportunities are open for you this year. Businesses are available for you this year. Promotions are available for you this year. But there are many adversaries. One tool in curbing an adversary is what? Prayer and fasting. Somebody say prayer and fasting. So in case somebody is still thinking of how to commence these 12 days, I think you should advise yourself. Tell your neighbor, advise yourself. Say it louder if you are not sure that your neighbor is fasting. Fasting and prayer is Christ's prescription to a triumphant Christian living. It is Christ's prescription. Just as doctors, medical doctors, would prescribe PCM, paracetamol, 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 2 in the evening. Fasting and prayer is prescribed in this commission minimum once a week. If you're a worker, minimum twice a week. That's prescription. It is Christ's prescription to a triumphant living. It is one guaranteed way of moving to your next level. If you must move to your next level, you must be a fasted Christian. Hallelujah. Matthew 17 verse 21 makes me to understand that fasting is not optional. Fasting is not optional. Matthew 17, 21. Fasting is not optional. He said, howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. This kind goeth not out, but by prayer. That means you have to involve yourself in fasting and prayer if this kind must go out. If you must attain a particular kind of level, you must. Somebody say you must. It is a covenant obligation that gives you your place in destiny. If you do nothing, God will do nothing. If you do nothing, God will do nothing. Fasting is not for punishment, sir. It is only for your polishment. It polishes you. There was a time myself and God's servants, we fasted for almost a year. Some years back. And that particular year, people were like, Mama, you're looking really younger. I said, God be the glory. I was like, it's not for punishment. It is for polishment. Your life and destiny will receive polishment in the name of Jesus. I said it will receive polishment in the name of Jesus. Engaging in fasting and prayer is a way to moving to one's desired next level. You will move to your desired next level. Tell anybody you move to your desired next level. Quick examples of some people that moved so fast. A good one is Apostle Paul. One of the major secrets of Apostle Paul, he was a fasted man. A man that loved to fast and pray. Hey, it's good to want to be like Apostle Paul. You want to see what he saw. You want to experience. But my Bible tells me in 2 Corinthians 11 verse 27. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 27. 2 Corinthians 11. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 5 again. In fastings often. 2 Corinthians 6:5. In stripes, in imprisonment, in tumult, in labors, in watchings, in fastings. So fasting is not an option. It is mandatory for you if you must live a Christ, if you must enter your next level. It is compulsory. Our Lord Jesus couldn't do much until he went for 40 days, prayer and fasting. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Quickly help me open that part. Luke 4, 14. Our Lord Jesus couldn't do much. He couldn't move to the next level until he went for 40 days. And when he returned after the 40 days, this is Jesus being the Son of God himself. Why didn't he say being the Son of God? I know my Father. I know when I command, say, hey, pink flower, can you change to red? It's going to change to red. Yeah, it's going to change to red, but there is something that is needed. It is a spiritual principle. If you must move, Jesus couldn't move. He is Jesus. He has been revealed as Jesus, the Savior. Please don't take it away. Luke 4:14. And Jesus returned. Returning means after the 40 days of fasting and prayer. He says he returned in the power. Somebody say power. In the power of the Spirit into Galilee. After these 12 days, somebody is returning empowered. And he went out a fame of him through all the region. Before he fasted, nobody knew him. Yes, he was the Savior. Yes, he was the Messiah. But there was no record of him being known. They said everybody knew that there was going to be a Savior. But they didn't know it was him. But when after 40 days of fasting and prayer, he returned in power and his fame went abroad. After these 12 days, somebody's fame will go abroad. After this fame, somebody's business will be known abroad. After these 12 days, somebody's issue that looks difficult is going to be resolved. He says, your fame went abroad. You might be walking in one corner. Nobody knows you in that cubicle of where you are walking. But one key or one thing of how Jesus, his fame went abroad was what? He returned in the power. That means fasting and prayer. You shouldn't leave you the same. He returned in power. These 12 days will make you to return in great power. I said you will return in great power and your fame will be noised abroad. Maybe you are a sister, you have not been located yet. As you are fasting, after these 12 days, the man will locate you. I said the man, not the man. Somebody say praise the Lord. Quickly, why do we fast? Number one, for rescue from forces that are greater or stronger than you. For rescue from forces stronger than you. Isaiah 58 verse 6. Isaiah 58 verse 6. For forces stronger or greater than you. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? That is the reason why we should fast. Or why do we fast? This is the reason. If you don't know before, to lose the bands of wickedness. Everyone in any form of bondage tonight, because you are participating in this fast, today those bonds, those chains shall be broken. It is to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Every yoke that has been held in the life of anyone. Tonight, as a result of your participation in these 12 days, I decree such yoke shall be destroyed. Do you know something? If you are experiencing, fast with understanding and pray with understanding. You know something? If you tell, but I've been praying before, God has not answered. When you come, he says, come and let's reason together. That means God can reason with you. He says, come, let's reason together. That means you have been fasting before, or you have been having a carryover prayer point. I don't know, but these 12 days, fast with an understanding and say, Father, your word, according to Isaiah 58 verse 6, when I fast, this is the fast that you want. You said you will break every yoke. You too, you know that there are some yoke. It's remaining small for your breakthrough to come. They will disappoint. It's remaining small for something to click. It will disappoint. Disappointment. Things not adding up. Working without no pay. Working with no results. Sickness. You earn money, but everything is going down. into a particular pot or a particular sickness that heaven knows what they call the name. Whatever it is, anything that you recognize as a yoke, anything you recognize as bondage, drinking. Some people who I've heard of people who work and earn good pay, but every resources ends up on alcohol. To them, they are enjoying. Excuse me, as bondage. Bondage. Some people will walk, and all have seen. And the person collecting the money is one stupid side chick. That's a demon from the pit of hell. Such a bondage. As you are involving yourself in these 12 days, I don't want you to fast without any understanding. Have an understanding. Sit down and say, ha. I'm sorry to say this in Yoruba. You say, Ogun ton ba yonja ogbe ebo. Did I say it right? There are some Ogun that they don't understand English. Whatever it is, analyze it. Sit down. The ones you can't even analyze. The one you can't even know. But you know that this thing is hindering you from moving forward. You have been staying on one spot for too long. Father, tonight, as I am engaging in these 12 days of fasting, those chains have to be broken. I've shared this testimony before. I'm never tired of sharing it because I can never be tired of marketing my God. Many years back, before I had my daughter, when I was pregnant with our last child, I don't know, I was led. I was pregnant heavily and I was fasting. Seriously fasting. Somebody advised me. One of those people is Pastor Moshidi. Mama Errol. I fasted. I didn't know, but I had a strong urge to do it. And God gave me the strength to be able to, you know, medically some doctors may say it's wrong. I don't know. But spiritual controls the physical and it controls the medical. Somebody understand? Uh-huh. And as God will have it, this girl was born. And the devil came with his ugly head and attacked. But one thing, I never knew, but there are some prayer and fasting that I've done, that I've prayed over, that God heard and kept that child and snatched her away from the jaws of death. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Fasting and prayer is a spiritual tool. Tell anybody it's a spiritual tool. Quickly, number two, how do you fast and pray? To gain higher command. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. I already explained that to us. To gain higher command. You can't change levels. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. You can't change levels if you eat all day, all week. Someone will tell you, by 10 a.m., if I don't eat, my stomach will be doing tom-tom. You know, in fact, if I don't really, I'm not talking about breakfast, so I mean real food at 10 a.m., real food. Your bed try to not be sold for a morsel of bread. Say amen. So you have to be in control. If you must access or gain higher command, you must be given to fasting and prayer. There was a man called Haman. There was a particular kingdom. Haman was in control. He was in control, not just physical control, but he was controlling the king, manipulating the king. He was into fetish things. He was jazz. He was using whatever it is on the king. How do I know that? Quickly open up to Esther chapter 2, verse 21. Quickly. Esther chapter 2, verse 21. We're going to be reading straight down to chapter 3. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wrought and sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai. Mordecai, if you remember, is the queen's uncle, right? Some people were plotting a coup for the king. Mordecai happened to hear, all right? He quickly arranged how they would deliver the king. Let's move on. Who told it? And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it on to Esther the queen. And Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. Did you see that? Esther told the king, this person helped you, delivered your life, saved you from two evil men. And the king made inquisition. When inquisition was made of the matter, that is, they sent SSS, it was found out, therefore, that they were both hanged on a tree. Alright? They were punished. And it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. What's an issue? Can you please move on to, because it's a continuation. Chapter 3 is a continuation of what happened in chapter 2. So let's move on. After these things, that is, after they have, after all the investigations, and they have hung those that were guilty. Alright? King Ahasuerus promoted Haman. Is there any adding up? Nothing is not adding up, right? Something is not Kojoramo. It's not adding up. A is the one that saved. Z is the one that was given results. He said, after the, Haman, the son of Hammedata, the Haggagite, and advanced him, set his seat above all the princes that were with him. Somebody else did the work. Somebody else was taking the promotion. Do you know why? Simply because Haman was in control. He was in control of whatever was happening in that kingdom. And Esther and her people were in great danger. They had been sentenced to death. If you get home, you can read all that story. It was found out later on that Haman got authority from the king without, because of my time. And what authority was to go and destroy all the Jews, including Esther herself. But you know something that Esther did? She involved the tool of prayer and fasting. I said, why do we fast? To gain higher command. Haman was controlling the king. If you read that Bible, said he was, that Haman, he used to cast lots every day. That means Unshogun from day 1 to 365 days. So there is need for a higher command. I don't care of how long you might have been in a particular issue. That issue may have been disturbing your forefathers that have been buried and it has passed on from generation to generation. If you must access higher command, there is a key, sir, and there is a key, ma. Prayer and fasting. In those days, once the king makes a decree, no man reverses it. No man. That was how powerful the law was in Babylon. Very powerful. Very powerful. But Esther said, let me go with my people, with my maidens. She told Mordecai, because of my time, I can't go through that particular scripture. They went in to pray for just 3 days. If 3 days did a miracle, you can imagine what 12 days within our individual lives. Somebody say hallelujah. I don't know how long that issue may have been, but I've come to tell you that you have the higher command. Somebody say, I have the higher command. You have the final say. You have the right to tell that issue no more. You have the right to tell that circumstances that has held you for too long, no more. That barrenness, you have the right to tell it no more. Higher command through this fasting and prayer that you are engaging in. And I pray it will not be in vain. Because of my time, I have to run because I have just a few minutes more. You know what fasting and prayer did for Esther? It turned her around in Esther chapter 6 verse 1. Esther 6 verse 1. Quick, I'll just give you a few points of what that thing did. It says, when Esther had fasted and prayed, let me just show you a little bit of how or the kind of command she gave. One, on that night, the king could not sleep. I decree tonight, ha, over your situation, via this 12 days of empowerment, kings will lose their sleep for you. I said, kings will lose their sleep for you. He says, and he commanded to bring the book of records. You're about to say, she will not take on. The book of records, the book of remembrance will be opened concerning you. I don't know where you might have applied or you have gone to for help, for favor, and it has not been opened. So as you are engaging in this 12 days, book of remembrance, I'm speaking concerning 12 people tonight. Book of remembrance shall be opened for you. I said it shall be opened for you in the name of Jesus. And they were read before the king. It was still the same king, and he was asking himself, please move on. He was asking himself, move on. Oh, sorry, media, because of my time, I can't. All right, decisions were made, and I decree tonight, decisions will be overturned. If you read that particular scripture, you understand that so many things happened, so many things. Decisions were overturned. What does in favor of Esther and her Jew and the Jews? Tonight, decisions have been turned around for your sake. In the name of Jesus. Number three, for empowerment into next levels. What does fasting and prayer do for you for empowerment into next levels? Psalm 63, verse 1 to 3. Because of my time, I can't. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 3. When we get home, we can quickly. Oh God, at thou art, will I seek thee? My soul thirsteth for thee. Flesh longeth for in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. To see thy power and thy glory. If you want to see God's power and his glory this year, engage in fasting. Number four, express answers to prayers. Express answers to prayers. Every difficult issue in your life shall be a testimony. Prayer and fasting is one guaranteed express answers to prayers. The most evil king in the Bible is called a king called King Ahab. Very evil. He even married a witch. And our generation were just so evil, devilish. Everything he was thinking of was evil. Ahab was so evil, he killed people like chicken without remorse. But this guy understood something, the power of fasting and prayer. Because of my time, I can't read. But if you quickly help me open 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 18 to 20. Quickly, if you help me, if you dare help me read. 1 Kings 21, verse 18 to 20. Arise, go down to Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he's gone down to possess it. Verse 19, quickly. Thou shalt speak unto him. Thus says the Lord, has thou killed and must just move on. And Ahab said to Elisha, has thou found me? All this part, God sent Elijah to go and deliver the message he had for Ahab, that he was going to destroy him and finish him, his entire lineage. If you keep going, he will finish him, he will destroy him. Nobody. He said, thus said the Lord, in the place where that was going to finish him. But something happened. Let's jump to verse 27 real quick. 1 Kings 21, verse 27. And it came to pass, that was after Elijah had delivered the message. When Ahab heard those words, he rent his clothes. Move on. He put sackcloth, more like say he was fasting. That's how to fast in those days. And he fasted. He lay in sackcloth. This is a wicked, wicked king. And went softly. Move. And the word of the Lord came to Elisha the Tishbite, saying, See, this is God. God knows this man is evil. And because he yielded to fasting and prayer, God said, God was not telling Elijah, see how Ahab has humbled himself before me. And because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days. But in his son's days, I will bring the evil upon him. So, can you now underestimate the power of fasting and prayer? Jump on your feet tonight. We are going to be praying. Before we pray, if there's anyone...
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.